Whether you're looking for answers to specific life questions or seeking to become the best version of you possible, welcome to the Mental Breakdown and Psych Reg podcast, where we offer insight, information, and strategies based upon research and years of practice as clinical psychologists. So sit back, have a listen, and get connected with our hosts, Dr. Bernie Wilkinson and Dr. Richard Marshall. Welcome back. We're continuing our conversation today on different defense mechanisms. As we've talked about before, you know, defense mechanisms, they really started to, we started to think about them with Freud.
That's right.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Freud introduced the notion of how people protect themselves psychologically.
Right. Mm-hmm. Now, the defense mechanism we're going to talk about today is called intellectualization.
Right.
And this one should, well, sort of like projection and denial, the name itself, sublimation really didn't help.
No.
Because sublimation, that word isn't really a word that we're real familiar with, but mm-hmm. intellectualization should make sense. This is the process by which we try to intellectualize. We overthink it. We put a real strong emphasis on demonstrating why something happened or why we're not guilty of something. Mm-hmm. By intellectualizing it.
That's right. So we have this emotion, this emotional event, but instead of dealing with the emotional part of it, we move it over and it becomes an intellectual or academic activity, academic exercise, intellectual
right.
exercise. So we think it through rather than, and we avoid the emotional component that's involved in it.
Right, right. And again, this is, there's some positive aspects and some negative aspects of using intellectualization. Mm-hmm. Certainly some positive aspects of intellectualization is that it does remove some of the emotion from it. And sometimes that's really important to do.
Right. Yeah, we see that especially when, if you're given a significant medical diagnosis,
right.
you know, instead of dealing with the emotion, you want to separate yourself from the emotion.
Mm-hmm.
So you go to Google and you start researching the topic.
Right.
And you treat it, you begin to think of yourself as a medical professional. I'm going to get all the
exactly.
information I can because I don't want to deal with the emotional aspects
right.
of it. I only want to deal with the technical, medical, intellectual aspects of it.
Right. Mm-hmm. Exactly. And the, you know, another place that I use intellectualization is in therapy is oftentimes with couples,
mm-hmm.
you know, especially if couples are, if we're moving in the direction of a separation
right.
or something, we will use intellectualization a little bit to look at, you know, the strengths and weaknesses mm-hmm. of the relationship mm-hmm. and sort of process through the facts,
right.
basically.
Right.
Just
mm-hmm.
look at exactly what was happening because mm-hmm. we get caught up in the emotions and we start to idealize the past, and so we
right.
really only focus on positive things
mm-hmm.
instead of, you know, the emotionally positive things
right.
instead of the reality of day-to-day life. And so we have to kind of go through it in this intellectual way
mm-hmm.
to
mm-hmm.
help understand how we got where we are. And many times when we do that, we can, you know, clearly identify aspects of the relationship that we have to focus on to find some improvement and to
right.
make things better.
Right. Yeah, I was talking to a young adult in his probably mid to early to mid 20s. And he's had some struggles with underemployment and education and not finishing some things. And there's some drug and alcohol use that's increasing. And when I talk to him, he talks about, he has everything figured out. You know, he has everything lined up.
Mm-hmm.
He knows exactly what he's going to do. He has a job lined up. He has this lined up. He has this lined up. Everything is lined up. And yet, underneath it all, he has this seething anger
yeah.
that is driving his alcohol abuse. And he just won't come to terms. He does not want to discuss why he's angry.
Right.
No matter how I bring it up, he avoids any discussion of his anger. He says,
mm-hmm.
well, I'm really not. I'm frustrated.
Right.
No, you're really angry. And
right.
when he drinks, he tends to get into fights and things.
Right.
But he doesn't want to discuss his anger. And that's a classic example of somebody who's intellectualizing his problem
right.
rather than dealing with the source of his problem.
And that's a perfect segue into some of the negative sides of
right.
intellectualization mm-hmm. is that, you know, because of the type of creatures we are,
right.
we are emotional,
mm-hmm.
we are social creatures. And
right.
so emotion is a reality. And so we have to sometimes deal with emotion. And so intellectualizing every problem
while it may help us identify some very specific, again, fact-based issues, it's not going to help deal with the emotional. I mean, I know in my relationships, you know, there are certainly times when, you know, you look at the facts and it's going to lead you in one direction, but you better not go in that direction because it's going to create so many issues from an emotional perspective that it's going to create more problems. And so sometimes you have to deal with the emotional aspect first.
That's right.
Before you can deal with any of the facts or anything like that.
That's right. You have to do both. I mean, it's an intellectual activity, but it's also an emotional. There's an emotional component to all of these things.
Absolutely.
And you can't avoid the... we try to because it's protective.
Right.
But in doing so, we miss a major part of what we ought to be doing.
Right. And for the couples out there who may be thinking about this, you know, you may have a spouse who, anytime you guys have a discussion and you're feeling really emotional about things, and your significant other, and you know, not to be stereotypical, but to be honest, it's typically the man is going to start to intellectualize. He's going to start to be very... very logical.
Right.
And while you may be dealing with lots of emotions, he's going to be very logical, very fact-based, and he's going to, you know, start throwing all this. And it comes across very cold and detached and disinterested and disengaged.
Disengaged, right.
And so it's going to be really important that you guys have a conversation when you're not agitated, when you're not frustrated or angry or anything, but that you have a conversation about how to discuss things. That sometimes you have to be able to demonstrate emotion because, again, you know, we're emotional creatures. We have to deal with those emotions because no matter how much you focus on the facts, it never fails that emotion is going to override at some point.
Right. Yeah, when men become logical and rational in these arguments, women tend to interpret that as you're not emotionally engaged.
Right.
And that bothers them because for them, this is an emotional moment. And when you resort to logical, rational reasoning, it can often be offensive to your partner. So be careful of this. Men tend to resort to the rational and the intellectual. And women... For women, many of these same issues are emotional, and they want to deal with it at an emotional level. So be careful when you're in those arguments.
Right. Because a lot of times the emotional solution is different than the intellectual solution.
Exactly.
But now there's other times, like when it comes to business or work or education, many times that is an appropriate place for intellectualization because, you know, when it comes to business, unfortunately, or fortunately or unfortunately, I'm not sure which one, but there really is little room for emotional decisions. You know, when your business is struggling, you may have this emotional tie to it and you really want to stick to it. Mm-hmm. But if you do and you fail to look at the facts from an intellectual perspective, you may end up making decisions that's going to cost you a lot in the long run.
Yeah, and you're right. It's the same with education. You know, you want to kind of get the emotional part out of it, so that you can accomplish your academic goals.
Right. Okay?
Same with business, same with education.
Right.
That's a good place to remove the emotion.
Right.
So whereas couples need to include it, if you're in a business or educational situation, you may want to exclude the emotional until you make a logical, rational, reasonable decision.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I used an example of this. I think it was some months ago, when we were talking about that, the parent of a soccer player, and we were talking about how the high school coach cut him, and you know it was, and for the player, for the teenager, and for the mother, it was very, very emotional thing. But the mother and the father ended up having some let's say challenging discussions. That's how it was described. Mm-hmm. Had some challenging discussions about it because the father was looking at it from a very intellectual perspective. Well, maybe it was this or maybe it was that. Mm-hmm. And he was trying to, you know, help identify factual-based reasons for why what happened. But that wasn't...
For mom, it was strictly emotional. This was her child who was hurting, and it brought Mother Bear out in mom.
She was pretty upset.
Which it does. Yeah. I mean, that's what it does. But that's a case where, you know, once you've express the emotional part, mm-hmm. then it's time to let's get on with a reasonable explanation so that we can do something about
it. Right, absolutely. And that's where it all comes down to is, just like we've talked about with all the other ones,
right.
the ultimate goal is dealing with the issue, dealing with the problem. And so even if you intellectualize it,
right.
if there's an emotional aspect to whatever the problem is, you're going to have to deal with it from an emotional perspective.
Right.
So
that's right.
Don't intellectualize at this with the sacrifice of dealing with the emotional aspect if that's an important piece. So all right.
Yep. Very good.
That's it for today. We'll be back tomorrow with our last one.
Yeah.
And another one of my favorites, and that's rationalization. So we'll talk about that one tomorrow.
Something of which we are all guilty.
Yes.
I'll bet.
Yes.
Okay.
I think so. So until then, stay happy, stay healthy, and forget to be... What did I say?
Forget to be afraid.
That's what it is. Forget to be afraid.